Hey guys,
Hello.
what's up?
مساء الخير. أرانيا, what's up?
Nothing much. I'm just fucking depressed. I hate my life. I was just telling you this. عشاك تلعب فيها. Like you don't know.
إيه بس عم قلت ليش I'm depressed. I'm hating my life. شغل هنا escalated quickly. فاهم؟
Yeah, guys. مانيش جامليها. I feel like shit. Welcome to the Positive Energy Podcast.
حناوي spread positivity. أنا اليوم I took 3 naps. Don't ask me how. لكيفا بصحة عليك هي.
اسمع, are you those people that I envy? People who sleep a lot. Are you one of those people?
What do you mean sleep a lot?
شغل زعما كان عباد يحطوا راسهم يرقدوا.
Oh no no no. I mean so rarely. بصح when I'm healthy, like when I'm living a healthy lifestyle. So in general, لا زعما. Unless I'm yeah, that's the other side of it. It's fucked up. Unless I'm very tired, like I crush, like I crush.
Me too.
So I sleep instantly. So it's not good.
أنا شغلت في الصغير, like forced to take a nap. You remember كي كنا صغار يفرصوا يشتغل. This is my life.
No.
I don't like sleeping. And then you know, نرقد. أنا on average I sleep 5 to 6 hours. That's always been my
damn
average.
Girl. You don't take naps.
I don't take naps. أنا يقول لك رقد شغل أكتعقب فيها. If you tell me you have.
قال لك one day قريت واحد الاكسبريشن والله it's very معبرة جدا. قول لك أنا I realized that I became an adult the moment I realized بلي napping is not a punishment.
Yeah. I haven't. Well, I'm not an adult I guess since it's still a punishment for me. Because وكما قلت أنا I either don't sleep ولا I completely crash. And so كي كنا في حياتنا نورمال I used to like really ناي روحي شغل I had such a busy life نخدم ندير سبور ندير كذا باش مع الاخر هكاكو مع الاخر زعما نرقد على الزوج ولا ما تقولش زعما نرقد early. Yeah, I just and now imagine ماني ندير والو مانيش قانعي ابا زعما سبور مي كوميم سبور هي ساعه ساعه ونص ماكس ماش تعيك هذيك تاع
كراش. لا this is a yeah exceptional time زعما غريبه جدا.
Yeah, other than that I just you know sometimes you're just in a bad mood and بزاف عفايس I guess I'm صراف في حياتنا في politics في كلش it's really affecting me and yeah I'm just in an overall bad mood. بصح شفت I guess you saw it before شفت الوهراني which was a very good decision because it was a great movie. I mean I need to watch more Algerian movies more often. Definitely this is my on my bucket list. It's not like I came بزاف. I mean they are very rare.
بكين شو إيه بلك 10 ماكسيموم تحسبيهم
يتحسب على الدين بصح they're and what sucks is they're all like French produced or French made or French written.
No, not really. هذا مشي French زعما.
لا لا بصح yeah it's an Algerian French production you know شغل مشي Algerian 100%. So it kind of sucks لما نقدروش نديرو فيهم شباب وحدنا 100%. All of the good ones are يعني French.
That's very interesting على كل حال. I think we have to speak about this point specifically because it's very interesting. We are not able to why and what's the price that we are paying if we do not do that. زعما produce our own expressive movies. زعما vraiment film اللي يعبر لك على الحياة الواقعية. بصح قبل ما نروحوا لهذه tell me what you thought. What you thought of by the way guys anyone or everyone who is listening to this podcast you gotta watch الوهراني. It's available on YouTube. It's a great movie that I recommend to literally everyone as soon as possible. قولي لي وش رايك. What was your impression?
I really really do like it. I think it's kind of awkward to watch movies بزيرية especially a movie that's good يعني credible مش يدوك يديرون في تلفزيون. It's so شغل unusual to see like an Algerian movie because you see people that you can like relate to. I don't know. It just always feels weird. But I really thoroughly enjoyed it. I have a crush officially on Hadik Jafar, who's the real name is Lias something. I think.
Okay, Jafar Lasmar, yak.
Yes, هو الوهراني.
هو الوهراني. Yeah.
هو الوهراني, the main actor, the protagonist. I do have a crush on him. I mean, he's so, he's a revolutionary, he's a carpenter, and he's a good man. So I do have a crush on him. Bnei Satanik, the other actor, he did a very good job. So the casting was...
شكون بنعي سا?
This is the name of the actor in real life.
Uh-huh.
لعب حميد.
حميد شكون حميد؟ حميد هذاك المزيغة. لا والله ننسى أنا أي ننسى. هذاك اللي يعرف شوية طويل.
No. المزيغة. The main actors هما جعفر وحميد. I hope I'm right. جعفر is
لمرة. حميد البريزيدون.
Yes, his friend.
هذاك وحميد. Yeah, yeah.
Yes. He also, I think, did a very good job, and everyone else involved, I think, was pretty good. So I have a very good impression on the movie. شحال تعطيها لعشرة أنت يا؟
نعطيه له 9.75.
Generous.
9.75. No, it's my one of my favorite movies. كما قلتي for a couple of reasons. Reason number one, when it's هذه عبك هذه it's directly related to culture. بأتم معنى الكلمة and identity. أنا نجي نشوف فيلم that I feel I don't have to think about it ولا fake it ولا I genuinely feel باللي it is represent I can relate to it it represents some of my part of my history ولا part yes. of my who I am and then it was great زعما كبلوت كذا وأيضا it was very courageous بعبارة أخرى زعما it exposes إحنا في الجزائر زعما رحنا لفي واحد الأمور تاع تقديس بعض الأشياء وتاع تقديس بعض الشخصيات وتقديس بعض yes. التواريخ yeah. وهذه قاع it's meant to be زعما ماشي meant to be زعما it's planned they wanted it to be that way for a reason or another ولكن كي تشوف that's the whole strength of art يجيك فيلم كما هذا ومنسحق اكثر من واحد على كل حال it exposes it doesn't mean that it tells the truth بصح it tells you a perspective واش كان كاين هكذا باش ما نزيدوش عليها لا نضيف عليها في تقديس الاشخاص وكذا ها واش كان كاين اشخاص كيما حنا نورمال ثوره عادي انسان عادي قام بالثوره كيما ناس اخرين شعبي كيما كاين اللي كانوا يروحوا للجوامع ان ثم بدات كانوا ناس اخرين يروحوا ليبار وثم بدات وقاعد يزالجيريا وقاعد بداوها بالمنطلق تاع تحيه الجزائر we're gonna liberate this place
I think before we get into Zama, the details of Mujahideen and stuff, we should talk about وشكونا قولوا على ثقافة جزائرية and how it's important باش نشوفوا أفلام جزائرية and why it made us feel both unusual and also kind of I don't know you kind of have this good feeling or I don't know how to describe it I'm finding it hard to find the words but I think
belonging.
Perhaps, yeah, as you said, representation. Although I really hate that because I think in Hollywood and we need representation for Hollywood. I think in politics and Hollywood and we need representations. I mean you need the black guy, you need a gay guy, and I really don't like that. I think, you know, I mean, I don't dislike it, but I don't think it should be done على حساب the artistry and the plot and the script. You know, هادوكم الأولوية is making a good movie. And then, you know, having representation comes second. But of course, number one is the artistry of the movie. صح حنا for our case is not the same because حنا ما عندناش كاع production. شغل أنا وياك أنا مخلوعين شوية راهي جايتنا. It makes us feel special because we literally have no production as opposed to في الخارج اللي عندهم بزاف so many movies made every single day. So I think we are legitimate in feeling like we like the representation. But when it comes to Algerian TV, I guess the TV shows li shufuhom kri, swa kan sketch, comedy, smlah siti and everything. Wala when it comes to drama, it's always the same thing. It's always like layat, wundib, wulmiziriya, and something is always related to mothers. Have you noticed?
There's like it sucks. It's pain in the ass, Zama. تشعر بالألم when you watch those things. Yeah. It's interesting. شغل زعما ما كاش إنسان مسؤول عليها شخص واحد ولا زوج. شغل المنظومة ككل. دوك انت خريجي من شعارة في المدرسة العليا تاع السينما في الجزائر وكذا. شغل المستوى طايح، مستوى هابط في قاع لي دومان. أوتوماتيك ما يخرج لك واحد الغاشي اللي يخدموا لك واحد الأفلام اللي شغل مستوى average انا هذه الكلمه اللي زعما فريمون تلعب لي على المورال average متوسط المستوى زعما barely average enough
well this year it's not even متوسط it's really really bad because كيما قلت هذوك اللعبه اللي قراو على السينما and everything والمستوى ديالهم ماشي مليح so imagine now that they're bringing people اللي اصلا ما قراوش and they're not even talented like I'm يجيبوا influencers and models and stuff so even peer على being average it's being completely random and قصة ما عندها نساس نيراس and they have this thing of like focusing too much on on victimizing certain categories and using that for attention. وعلاش؟ Because يقول لك الناس are going to be forced to react to it باش يحسوا روحهم ناس ملاح. I'll explain. There's always this focus على زوالي, you know, like poor people. وش هم يديروا هذيك حوال اسمه حوال الناس ولا I forgot the name. ديروا الناس what's his name? رضا City says yes. It's always about like poor people, the struggle of poor people. But it's like you can do it in a creative way. You know what I mean? علاش لازم ديروها دائما in the sense of like, oh, a poor person مسكين. And you know, I hate this cliche اللي تتعاود every fucking time. I hate it. I'm sick of it. And then they victimize people who are not supposed to be victimized. So for example, can always this focus على العباد اللي نقوا برا, عباد اللي رفضوا زبل. هذه خدمتهم. There's always this over-victimization of them. So like, be nice to them and do that. And it's like, why? Why are you victimizing this person? شغل هو ما تعاملوش شغل هو اللي ماشي نورمال. Do you know what I mean? By saying,
yes,
لازم يكونوا بزاف جونتي معه, راك ديجا تعاملوا شغل هو ماشي إنسان نورمال. Because
ولازمك exactly, I got you.
لازم تسافوا, ماشي تسافوا, لازم شغل like, you know, ما تجرحوش, whatever.
Put extra effort in your relation.
Voilà. When it's like for me, واحدة بيفوت بالبراح نعملوا, just like I would treat, you know, a teacher or a doctor or a lawyer. علاش هو specifically لازم نكون nice معه. فوق اللازم. And what happens when you do this, you victimize people. And I feel like العباد اللي يديروا هاد TV shows, even شفت influencers يديروا YouTube videos about it. زعما وحده تجوز على واحد يخدم هكا وما تحلبوش. Oh my god, it's such a cliche and it's repeated so much. And I really don't appreciate victimizing عباد اللي يخدموا خدمه نورمال. هو خدمته is a part of society كيما خدمت any other person. And ما لازمش تعاملوا ماشي مليح وما لازمش تعاملوا any different شغل هو ماشي normal. And so I really hate that.
هذه equality at its best. زعما هذه تنطبق على victimization بمختلف مستوياتها.
Yes.
صح. What do you think الوهراني as a movie did right to have such a great movie?
I think by showing us a side that we need to make it clear بلي حنا واش رانا نهضروا انا وسيد, we are not saying المجاهدين like actual real people, انا نهضروا على شغل بنادم معين داروا هكذا, because this was not the point of the movie. على حسب اسمعتهم it's not based on a true story ولا شغل, it's a true context. You know, more tawara.
Yeah, obviously. The other one is رئيس. بس أنا وراي زعما obviously it projects, مش it projects. It shows to an extent the truth. زعما how things were. Doesn't have necessary to be exactly like that. بس it showed a completely different perspective. That's more realistic. زعما بيش تقول لي مجاهدين زعما كل الاحترام وأمورات زعما أنا my family كاين مجاهدين وشو هذا. بس كما قلت انت هذيك تاع don't over victimize people, don't over تقديس, شو قولوا تقديس بالانجلي, don't over
مقدس is sacred, but I sacredize, I don't think that's a word,
معليش we just invented one.
Yeah.
Don't over sacredize people, like فاهم زعما كاين there are people like us who took a cause, who committed to a cause. So they are people at the end of the day اللي كانوا يديروا أمورات ومشي شرط صحيحة ولا غلطة. كل إنسان عنده البرسوناليتي تاعه والإيدونتيتي تاعه والأتموسفير تاعه والأنفيرونمون تاعهم. والثورة انطلقت من مختلف هذوما الثقافات المختلفة ولا الاختلافات في الشخصية في الدولة في الوطن الجزائري. زي ما كنت تقول الجزائر doesn't necessarily have to be الله أكبر صلاة الفجر. كاين a lot of other people who were represented in the movie who are Algerians and care about Algeria and fought for Algeria, and they are just they have different they see life differently, and that's fine, because in a nation, in a country, you cannot have North Korea شغل قاع رايحين لها في سياق واحد. Your diversity is just natural. You just need to know how to work with it.
What
else?
So I just googled the تقديس. It's sanctification, not Damn. Sacredizing, but I like sacredizing, don't you?
Sacredizing is nice, yeah, yeah.
It comes from sacred, so, but no, it's sanctification. Shkifash, Google is defying my fucking orders. So
I'm not taking orders from Google. It's sacredizing.
It's صناعه صهيونيه صهيو امريكيه جاي توري
كفار كفار.
So I know what I wanted to say is it's okay whether المجاهدين صح كانوا عايشين هكاك or not. I know for me the thing is, well, this is a big thing, but like وشنو تعرف الأخلاق, because يقول لك you're showing them شغل ما عندهمش أخلاق وعلاش, because عم يطيحوا وراهم يشربوا في الكول and you know women and stuff. Although there were not a lot of women, were there?
شوف أي إنسان يدير هذا الارغيمون زعما ال to one of the two things. Either I'll gently quit the conversation, good luck in your life and your perception, ولا مانيش عارف تروح في سياق آخر على خاطر زعما we all know why, زعما we don't have to explain it, let's stick to the topic.
Yeah, so I think أنا for me had left so even لو كان صح نقدس المجاهدين, which I do, صح, not in the sense that like هم ما يغلطوش, but to me they did something so great, so like مقدسين in the sense of doing something so great, ماشي in the sense that عباد ما you know ما يغلطوش, but for me you know واحد يطيح, especially I think this is the important topic to talk about, how sometimes people consider, I'm sure you got these comments that like علاش طيح, or like طيح is somehow we, you know, damages your akhlaqiyya or your image or whatever that is. I don't see how it has to do anything with it. For me, واحد يطيح ما لفسه ما عنده علاقة بالأخلاق. I think there is obviously a context, because everybody يجي يقول لك طيح قدام بابك ولا قدام يمك. There is a context for everything. I mean,
there are a lot of things you wouldn't say just out of respect, زعما.
فوالا ماشي ما عندها كيفسه ما نديرهاش قدام يما, ما عندها هاد لعفسه ما لازمش جامي تندار. كاين كيما قلت many things ما نديرهمش قدام لي بارون ديالنا, just because علاش لازم ندير كلش قدامهم. Do you know what I mean?
True, exactly.
Well,
yeah, yeah.
And plus and my content marahush you know easy, if you want to say, I don't think my content is easy anyone, but
جاب لي ربي كاين عندنا العقده, هذه عقده في المجتمع الجزائري فيما يخص نقولوا زعما التطيح كاكزامبل, مش عارف هذه شوفك شو خممت فيها انا كي عاود شفت الفيلم وكذا, باسكو كيما قلت هذو زعما لي كومونتير هذوما اللي هذو لي كومونتير اون جينيرال زعما نسمعوهم سواء في الفيلم هذا سواء اللي في فيلم اخرين سواء في اونلاين. جاب لي ربي شغل خممت شويه, جبر ربي الجزائريه عنده هذه العقده, شغل رافضين ارواحنا, رافضين هو وي ار, شغل لا وي شودنت دو ذات, وي شودنت دو ذس, ايفن ذو ذات بارت اوف اور ديلي لايف, زعما علي من راك تكذب, زعما اتس جست بارت اوف ذا رياليتي, بارت اوف هو وي ار. بالك انت از ان انديفيديوال يو وود سي انا جامي ما نطيح, خاطي نظر امورات حياتك, زعما نو بروبلم ات اول, بصح ان ذا سوسايتي, ان اني سوسايتي بريميرمون it's just a language, or they are just words to express. وثانيا في الجزائر زعما رانا نخرج ورانا نشوف ورانا نتعاملوا مع الناس وكذا. يتما المشكل في هذا شغل مانيش عارف زعما باش نتعمقوش بزاف في هذه الفكره, ما نروحوش في هذه الرابط هول تاع how we are rejecting part of ourselves. Yeah. المشكل تاعها سي كو it تروح للارت. والارت as a concept it cannot be مشي limited, it cannot be limited, it cannot be censored.
Voilà.
بسبب المشاعر تحكم, لأنه the whole point of art yeah. is to truthfully express your experience, whatever yeah. the experience is. سما وكان تبدأ تخطي لي فيها, تبدأ تماسكي لي فيها كلمة منها صوالح منها, you are not doing it right. And you are failing the whole purpose of art, which is to truthfully communicate the experience.
Yeah.
يتسمى في in this movie premièrement هذا الارغيمون تاع ما تعطيه وكذا it's stupid اولا because ما كاش بزاف زعما كاين بضعه هكا few scenes where it's very legit زعما I wouldn't expect anything else from that person to say in that situation زعما come on
واحد مقلق قال نعدي بابك هذا ما كان like wow شغل you're acting like شغل seriously كاينه بدي يديروا هذا الفيس في الدار like you know واحد يتقلى يقول لي عدين بابك this is not شغل abnormal ما تزيدوش عليها for fuck's sake ما تزيدوش
عليها على خاطرش زعما there is something that we gotta get clear which is كي نقول لك انا طيحت لك ما تاكش شغل طيحت بقيمتك بوك نجي لي نقول لك يا هذا الكلب and I meant it no that's bad because انا شغل I'm insulting you whatever the word حمار مانيش عارف any word which is a normal word Yeah. It's a matatiyah, all of the other words that we see as cursing. Mm-hmm. They are just words. If I use them, bish, نربح لك العيب, and it's personal. Mm-hmm. Well, that sucks. That you're it's just rude. صح, they are used to express, to تعبر على وش كاين في راسك, تعبر وش كاين, what are you feeling, تعبر على ومراد زعما. تسمى هذه
exactly. I like this point that you made. كاين تطيح من تطيح, كاين تطيح نطيح لك انت personally, ولا مش ما بعرف نطيح لك نسبك or like I insult you or call you names, هذيك عفسة. وكاين نقول I'm so fucking happy, you know, هذوما زوج تطيحات, they are not remotely the same or or should be compared. But I know what the point I was trying to make is for me, لو كان صح نشوف an actual video of العربي بن مهيدي يطيح, I am not going to think less of العربي بن مهيدي, you know, because for me, for me, واحد يطيح هاد العبسة ما تأثرش على أخلاقه, especially ولا راهو يطيح باش يطيح, ماهوش يطيح لبنادم, ماهوش يروح عند عباد ويقول لهم يكدا يكدا. which was صرا في الفيلم, ما كانوش يطيحوا لعباد, كانوا يهضروا ويطيحوا.
Yeah, عباكو الأخلاق, كي حكيت على الأخلاق, وين يجوا الأخلاق in the movie, the way I see it, I think the way, the only way it makes sense. حميد هو البريزيدون ياك.
Yeah.
مثلا حميد, there are a group of people, صح, okay, جبنا الاستقلال أو مرات. حميد betrayed his friend and betrayed his cause and betrayed for whatever reason. I don't care about the justification. So whatever, for whatever reason he did it, the end result, he betrayed a lot of things that he stands for, and one of them is his best friend, or his almost brother. هذوك أخلاق, ثم يجوا الأخلاق.
Exactly.
In that truly matter. ماشي in what word to use.
Thank you.
It was sad. It was sad to watch, and it was sad to watch, and it was sad to know that it was kind of true. That's kind of what happened. زعما وعجبت الحصيرة بوخد أخرين because of هذه حكيت عليها في بودكاست اللي فات مع يوسف. هذه الباور, هذه صراع السلطة و the game power, وكيفاش الإنسان زعما it could take to dirty places, مش dirty places, to ugly places.
Yeah, it really can. And just to say one more thing about أخلاق is, you know, كاين أخلاق اللي يأثروا في الناس, وكاين الأخلاق اللي يأثروا فيك غير أنت. The same thing with religion. I mean, كاين يبدا يقول لك أنا نأمر بالمعروف وننهي المنكر. Okay, there's a difference. I'm not saying don't do that. Go ahead and do that. ما كاين a difference وين لازم تهدر كي تكون عفسة تأثر في الناس. For example, واحد أو يسب في الناس, واحد أو يخدع في الناس, أو يسرق في الناس, أو يدير فيس اللي يأثروا على other people. هنا, this is one thing. هادو أخلاق في one thing. And then كاين أخلاق واحد أخرين اللي ما يأثروا في حتى واحد, يأثروا غير على في البيرسون اللي هو يدير فيهم, you know. So for example, أنا ياكي, let's say أنا كي نطيح لابسة ماش تأثر فيك انت personally, it's not actually doing anything to you, it's just the way I am speaking. ولا واحد ما يصوم شاهد لابسة ماش تأثر فيك انت personally, هيتأثر فيه غير هو. So there's a difference between I think وقتاش لازم ندخلو روحنا is كي يكون واحد أو يأدي في المجتمع أو يأدي في other people.
What their argument is, what their argument is with I see as absolute bullshit, which is as the following. يقول لك بلي زعما انت كي راكي whatever words you are using or whatever behavior you're having, even though you are not affecting directly الغاشي, ما كيش تأثري مباشرة, ولكن راكي تعطي واحدة صورة سيئة على المجتمع.
شالي يحبه وليا تعطي صورة يتخيل.
قال زعما مثلا تيما في الفيلم تاعك اللي ختمته كان فيه تطيح, دوكا يشوفوه الناس وبعد الناس هذوك حيتأثروا ويحسبوها بلي it's fine. It will affect negatively the society.
Yeah, the headlamps. I'm she got the responsibility of art. I'm so sorry. Kim, I thought an art is supposed to mirror society. It's supposed to tell a story. It's supposed to make you enjoy and think, and that's all. هذه مشي خدمة الارت, and that's why ديجا عندي مشكل مع لي زارتيست كي يدخلوا روحهم في بوليتيك, which is what happens in Hollywood. شغل تصيب واحد يدير guns, يهضر على guns, drugs and everything, فغناه, and then غدوة من داك يجي يقول لك you know I'm against gun violence. Like you cannot be an artist and an activist, and in my opinion, because an artist, first of all, artists are بزاف emotional, so I don't, you know, want to hear from them about, you know, logic and politics. هذه من جهة, and then جهة أخرى is, you know, art is supposed to be about هذاك, كما يقول لك الخط بين الجنون والعقل. You know, they're supposed to be pushing boundaries and doing something that's crazy and radical. And that's why ما عنديش مشكل زعما نسمعنا مامي, even though I know مامي درا فيس مش ملاح في حياته. You know what I mean? Because who he is as a person, what he stands for, I don't hold him to high standards. I don't expect an artist باش يكون انسان ملاح, because what I really care about is the art.
شوفي متفاهمين the last point, بصح why would you think why can't an artist be an activist؟ انا هذه ما دخلتليش في الراس زعما فهمت الـ emotional side how artists, I understand how artists can be fucked up and can, because it's very tough to express yourself truthfully in an artistic way. زعما it's very hard and تروح لها لي الليميت مع الجنون زعما to be excellent art or to be legendary. بس صح, it's not the case for everyone.
Yeah, I think it's not the case for everyone. يعني هضر على especially people who زعما benefit من عفايس اللي جو من بعد في السياسة يهضروا عليهم. Do you know what I mean? شغل the Hollywood industry مبني على sexualizing females. ما تجيش تهضر لي على like women rights. Do you know what I mean? So I find it contradictory that انت as a rapper جيب females in your videos وتهضر على bitches and fucking bitches and drugs and shit, وما كتجي تهضر لي as a saint. But I cannot say هذا the artist side وهذا the you. I cannot because like it or not, what happens is you are literally making money from this. Do you know what I mean?
I think I got you. Let me rephrase it. قولي لي if I got you right. Because I saw how it could make sense. زعما an artist, the whole point, what you should do, هو أنه ما عندكش limitation in the way you express yourself. That's how you produce art. It's about the moment you are an activist, and what an activist does, they ask for something to happen, ولا for something to stop happening. It's about your job is to create واحدة نوع تاع limitation, ولا تنحي واحدة نوع تاع limitation. It's about كي تكون art, you could have a conflict of interest.
Yeah, voila. It's a conflict of interest. You know what I mean? And I talked about this خطرة ريانا. She حبت لعبها an activist. She was talking about gun control and stuff. But it's like عندها 100 على guns. Do you know what I mean? You're literally making money from glorifying the this image بلينتيا, you're the sexy girl who carries guns and stuff. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is your image. You're profiting off of it من حبيتي ولا كرهتي. So if you want to be an activist, I will hold you to a very high moral standards. And for someone who's making money from guns, so it doesn't work. صح, imagine أنا لو كان جيت زعما an ecology activist. Okay? And then من جهة واحدة أخرى نخدم فيوزين تاع بلاستيك. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
ما نقدرش نقول لك no, هذا my job وهذا what I personally believe. شغل it's the same for زعما ريانا. ما تقدريش تقولي لي هذه my job, هنا نهضر على guns I glorify guns and then جيم من جهة واحدة أخرى نحارب في الغنز.
Yeah. Double standards.
Voila. You cannot have it either way. And plus artists هما شغل عباد بزاف so important في المجتمع ديالنا, and I feel like their main job is to unite people. Because بكري تشوف لي زارتيستا بكري.
Why?
دوك نقول لك هذه العفسة الجديدة تاع لي زارتيست يهضروا على البوليتيك, هذه جديدة. شغل بكري this did not exist, the great.
لا دونك نقول لك وينتا I think it existed at a point of time, باسكو التعريف تاع الارت تبدل مع مرور مع اختلاف الزمان والمكان. At a point of time art became, هذه بالك نقول لك في الرياليزم هنا كاين some experts يقولون if any قيسا ولا رينتيري برك زعما الرياليزم at a point of time, the point of art was to communicate واحد social struggle. زعما they had to intervene, that what was art, to communicate the struggle of the simple person, you know, the simple person in the empire, in the kingdom. يتسمى at a point of time لا it was
no, besides they communicated, you communicate it in your art. You do not communicate عفسة في your art and then as a person do you communicate another idea. And I had the contradiction that I dislike. I know what I mean back then. I mean just when she like بزاف back then, just like Michael Jackson, Whitney Houston, هادو عباد جامي شفنا هادو على بوليتيك, even though كانوا في very difficult times. بصح their contribution كانت humanitarian. You know, Michael Jackson can يدير charity, can يعاون الناس, but he wasn't politically active because شغل he united people. Even لعباد اللي كان واحد زعما left wing, واحد right wing, they can both enjoy Michael Jackson and at least agree on his songs and
okay,
do you know what I mean? So I feel like art is so on another level.
True, it is on a deeper level. بصح عندي واحد الاختلاف معك في أنه الارت في التعريف by default if it unites what the fuck if it unites people that's good but it doesn't have to be علاش انا ارتست اي خلاص متفاهمين معك عشان انا ارتست قادر the priority for me as an artist is to express myself as truthfully as I could بتسمى some of my opinions ولا some of my work could be perceived as it's dividing the people باسكو كاين ناس كذا بصح fundamentally if we dig deeper into it it's not really dividing it's actually uniting in a deeper level that a lot of people maybe don't understand.
Yeah. Well, I guess here it depends on what kind of artist, because like usually a musician زعما ولا واحد يغني pop music or whatever. Here I mean unite people. ماشي معناتها يدير غنية with the intention of uniting people, but I mean شغل a good album يقدر يسمعوا واحد محافظ ولا يسمعوا واحد communist. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like a universal language.
Voila. هذه هي music is a universal language and Michael Jackson said that heal the world. We are the children. So things that everyone can unite and enjoy. And هدرت هذاك النهار على فيروز كيفاش كي لبنان كانت في حرب حرب like الناس قاعدة تقاتلوا. Everyone hated each other, but everyone loves Fairuz. And Fairuz
is bae.
I promise you, Fairuz, but لو كان خرجت وقالت الناس حبسوا ما تديروا الحرب, they would have listened to her. But she جامي دخلتوها في السياسة. Do you know what I mean? شغل, her music reigned above كاع الاختلافات. And I appreciate that. ولو كان كينشوف عباد that I know are not morally in a position doing so, I really dislike it because كاين بزاف عباد يسمعوا لهم and I don't really like that.
Yep. هذه شوفي هذه I think last قوس الأخير باش نعاودوا نرجعوا للفيلم. جاب لي ربي هذه باسكو I always use this argument فيما يشبه هذا المثال. المشكل ماشي في هذوما شوية artist ولا شوية من الناس who are not I would say, quote unquote good enough باش يجوا to advocate for something ولا to call for some political change. الإشكالية ماشي فيهم. هما they would always do it. الإشكالية وأنه هناك فراغ كاين ناس وخد أخرين. Maybe we don't have them. We don't have that level. Maybe they are just not there. كاين ناس وخد أخرين اللي نورمالمو هما أولى ولا هما أفضل to play that role.
Yes.
But they are not. ولا we don't have them. ولا we don't have enough. يتسمى يولي عندنا vid gap. يتسمى يجوا ناس وخد أخرين اللي ماهمش أهلا لها باش يديروها. هذا مثال زعما اللي تبسيطه اكثر زعما ديفلوبمون بيرسونال يجوا ناس يقول لك غير حياتك في 5 ايام امورات انا اي دونت بليم ذم ذو اتس بولشيت اي دونت بليم ذم هما صابوا جاب بناء على ما واش عارفين يا دور بصح لو كان زعما كاين اذر بيبل سي سايكولوجيست ولا سام بيبل اللي اهلا بها يجوا ذي فيل ذات جاب وذي bridge that gap between what's right, let's say, يقولوا science ولا مانيش عارف مع the normal citizen ولا the average citizen. الآخر كيجي يقول لك غير حياتك 5 أيام يقول لك دي غير روح. بس كاو كين ليز إكسبير أم يهدرو. Now the average citizen has a perspective what's good and what's not, what's better than this.
Yeah. And then obviously كين شغل كين topics who كين. كين topics لي I don't think شغل you have to be an expert باش تهضر عليهم زعما لازم تقرا هاد العفسه وتجي فيها دكتوراه باش you can talk about them and then كاين افيس دي I think no you need a certain something to talk about them for example something medical do you know what I mean I don't think you should be just handing out medical advice unless you're a doctor شغل هنا لازم تكون عندك a fucking degree to be given medical advice Anything less than that, no, don't do it. شغل, I think it's necessary. And there can other things. They, you know, you can learn about زعما تهضر على history ولا geography.
بصح هكذاكم, even though maybe not, باسكو history, بون degree, ماشي شرط degree, بصح لازم يكون عندك واحد certain competence. ماشي تاريخ, science. نقولوا كان ما تقراهش زعما properly زعما نقولوا in a good enough institution مثلا you wouldn't be able to really connect the dots in a productive way ولا constructive way باسكو زعما ما عندكش واحد لي باز يتسمى in anything any domain you need to have a بالك ماشي degree بصح a background that justifies what you are that backs what you're saying very well
بصح
خلينا نرجع
اوكي
بعدنا كثيرا
dragged me back
Willy back to the kitchen women
oh my goodness okay so وهراني وش درنا
الوهراني what do you think of كموفي اوكي متفاهمين what do you think of that period of time ذوك البيريد اوف تايم كانت ما قبل الاستقلال بقليل وما وراء الاستقلال 80% ما وراء الاستقلال What do you think of that period?
I think clearly كما قلت كاين people who lived different lives which is still the case you know what I mean كاين عباد who lived a very conservative life and كاين people who lived very liberally كما قلت they go to bars they drank alcohol this was one of the biggest issues for the film is les acteurs in many scenes were drinking alcohol and that was the issue because oh my god كيفاش تقولوا باللي مجاهدين يشربوا
خلينا منهم fuck the other opinions زعما اوكي
نو انا نقول لك the criticism that the movie got this was what منعهم من العرض الوهراني في الجزائر
Yeah, I know.
It was ممنوع من العرض. I didn't check. To be honest.
I think it was. Yes, I think it still is.
I think الوهراني was ممنوع من العرض.
بصح هذيك I think مشي غير مشي زعما على جال كا social سوالح ولا ممنوع من العرض. It's obviously it's political زعما لأنه أنت كنتي راكي في غوفرنومو زعما لازم لك سيرتو اذا كنتي زعما ماكيش نقولوا مافونسيا ديموكراسي وكذا وصوالح وشعب مثقف تما في فتره صعبه شويه اي ثينك يو وود نيد تو سابريس واحد الناراتيفز على خاطر دقا انا باك فاير تما لازم عليك تخلي هذيك الثوره مقدسه ماشي شرط ثوره اي حاجه اخرى زعما سا ديبون استراتيجي والكونتكست تخلي هاد الحاجات مقدسين ماشي الناس كاع يهضروا فيهم خط احمر صوالح ات كايند ا بروتيكت واحد الامورات في البوليتيك وبروتيكت واحد الصوالح في النيشن doesn't mean it's right
it's not right
صح it's not right yeah it's not right بصح sometimes it's
Yeah, and plus, no one should have authority to say what we can say about the revolution or not. That you know, the revolution machita dula, revolution tashab, and you know, we should be able to talk about mujahideen however we please. Clearly, I think anyone lihin mujahid is disgusting to say the least. Lihinu, I mean, like yisibu and shit. Why would you do that? You have to be careful.
أي واحد ماشي شرط مجاهد.
Especially, no, I think especially mujahid. I think shahid. I mean, someone who actually fucking died for this country. I think you have to be really disgusting. بصح من حقك. Wouldn't you agree? I mean, هذه حرية التعبير. Is we
yes.
can disagree. We can. I will literally like I will spit in your face. I think Lucan. سب شاهد I would find you disgusting بصح لو كان نشوف يجو يرفدوك I will defend you because عندك الحق تهضر whatever you want to
that's
say
that's a good stand yeah no that's a And very good stand so I think ماشي زعما I wouldn't find okay insulting هذيك متفاهمين زعما directly and if someone makes a meme about it making fun of it I wouldn't find it disgusting at all لأنه كل شيء قابل
ميم is funny
إيه it's funny بصح it can be زعما it can hit right in the where it hurts in the field فوالا
yeah بصح أذكر هضرنا على memes just have this weird thing about them where they could
متنكزيليش الميمز خلينا في الفيلم
okay memes are different but I think أنايا for me شغل تقدر تقول لي the same thing and I ask you you're joking نضحك معك تقول لي you're serious I would flip you know شغل I have this weird switch for me تقدر تقول وش تقول as long as you're joking but if you tell me you're serious I would be upset
and I believe in the كاينه expression the door يقول لك زعما in every joke there is a little bit of truth and I believe in that because انا باش نجي ندير joke على كش حاجه the reason why it's funny لانه it's relatable it's kind of true It's not completely true, obviously. بصح فيها واحد شوية تروث. زعما تقول لي مثلا the joke could be على تقديس هذه الشخصيات. قال الشخص هذا مش عارف كشويم. زعما you break واحد واحد التابوز واحد you break واحد الأمورات because it's kind of true. فيها شوية تروث. لأنه في نهاية المطاف الإنسان بطبيعته it's not perfect. Anyone could be everyone is fucking up on different levels at different levels. يتسمى زعما التقديس لهذيك الدرجه تاع oh no way, way. لا لا هذه تصرى لها ثاني كيما زعما في الدين ولا تصرى لها في everything should be criticized slash made meme of slash exposed to what it was it really was. علاش كاين الناس زعما تقولي تفهمين الثوره is something great مجاهدي وحكينا فيها without doing it again. بصح في نهاية المطاف كانوا مجرد أشخاص خطائين كانوا كاين اللي ما دارهاش ما بالك عزائر كاين اللي دارها على خاطر they had no option كاين اللي دارها على خاطر it was cool to it was trending راك فاهم كاين الناس اللي داروها no it was a true call كاين الناس داروها على الإسلام وعلى الدين كاين الناس اللي داروها على جال ألجيريا وكوز وكنت شفنا هذه جا في الفيلم كيفاش زعما مور الاستقلال قبل الاستقلال كانوا قاع بالثياب تاع الثوار وصوالح وثوره وحاجه شابه افتر ذات كل واحد دا تبان زعما النوايا صحيحه تاعو دوك انت اف يو ترولي كير اباوت الجيريان يو كونتريبيوتد ان اتس اندبندنس يو اف ذات ترولي هو يو ار اند واي يو ديد ات افتر ذات يو ويل بي كونتينيوينغ ذات واز اي ثينك ذا هول بوينت اوف ذا موفي كيفاش ثلاثه اصدقاء برسك خاوه they fought together at different times and different levels موراها هما اللي ولا عندهم البوفوار مور اور ليس كيفاش كل واحد كيفاش قضى طريق مثلا جعفر طاولوا هذاك الرول تاع زعما the really شنو هذيك وطني شخصيه وطنيه انا نحب الجزائر نحوس الانتاج الوطني هو نجار نحوسو يطلع للبعيد العالميه كذا نبيعو لكندا there was that there was الاخر هذا كان امازيغن زعما الشخص المثقف صوالح that cares about identity more which is not wrong or right it's just who he is the third person who apparently صح دار ثوره بصح the first chance when he got the power ولا هو كشغل مستعمر ولا في ذلك السياق ولا هو كشغل مستعمر برك انا جزائري وني دايرها باسم الدوله الجزائريه والوطنيه وكذا بصح انت راك تعذب في غاشي وخد اخرين you are قتلوا ديجا you killed your brother if I may say for the sake of power
I see where you're going with that but I forgot what we were talking about why did you bring this point
أنا أيضا good thank God راني راي هنا راي بالك تفكر
I think we were talking about how they were just human and I remember people did it for different reasons I really like that because ما ننساوش بلي في هذاك الوقت it wasn't غير الجزائر اللي كانت في ثورتها you know this like موجة التحرر was going around the whole world and there was a lot of communism going around of course and I'm sure a lot of people اللي جاهدوا على حرية الجزائر كما قلت بزاف منهم داروها لسبيل الله وعجل الدين but I'm sure a lot of people كانت عندهم ميولات شيوعية يسارية and for them it was about you know fuck the liberal west and blah 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 and so I think the motivation of a lot of
that's not bad that's not bad that's not necessarily wrong لأنه باش نتفاهموا زعما وهذه ماناش حنبعدوا فيها بزاف باسكو اشاك فوا نبعدوا فيها بزاف الكومونيزم ولا السوسياليزم زعما دوكا it got exposed زعما what how it is in reality في هذا الكونتكست بصح زعما في السبعين it was different و really زعما maybe it was working for some كانت في سياق الصراع كانت قادرة زعما التاريخ يروح لها طريق واحدة أخرى parallel universe when the end result الكابيتاليزم هي التي تسقط الأمريكا هي التي تسقط والنتيجة تكون مختلفة يتسمى دقيقة كمل my point يتسمى هذوما المجاهدين ولا الأشخاص اللي كان عندهم دور هذوما الميولات زعما they are not necessarily wrong لأنها هي ميولات بناء على قناعة دوكا أنا كي نقول لك زعما أنا أوكي نحب نشوف السوسياليزم ولا الكابيتاليزم ماشي على خاطرش أنا نحب الكابيتاليزم ولا المستعمر الغربي لا ولا المستعمر
المعسكر الشرقي
معسكر فوالا على خاطرش أنا اقتنعت كشخص زعما this how it should be. اقتنعت باللي الجزائر ذوقا 1970 مثلا الذي سيصلحنا. ناقش هذا نقول لك الثورة استقلينا سوسياليزم ميك سنس لأنه نقسمه كل شيء ثورات الشعب وأمورات والحكم وصوالح وتنقسم بالعدل. يتم كانت قادرة تكون من نية صافية ولا نية جيدة وبناء على الاجتهاد وكذا دور أنا نروح لها في هذه الإيديولوجي. بصح من بعد النية دوك أسكر راك ديرها أنا هذا هو الفرق الكبير. زعما أنا for me at the end of the day it goes down to one point. كنحكو على الجوفرمنت نحكو على person in government. هل أنت كشخص ولا أنت كشخص تفضلون المصلحة الشخصية على المصلحة العامة؟ If you do that كاين واحد certain هي لازم فيها مصلحة شخصية. بس واحد الديجري مانيش عارف وين the line بلك 30% مصلحة شخصية زعما مثلا. If you cross that line you're wrong, you're bad, you are in the side of badness. لأنه راك تفضل كما صرا الحميد وين خذا البوفوار ومات المصلحة الشخصية بدأت تزيد مع الأول في الثورة بالك ما كانش يديرها لها صح من بعد بدأت تزيد مصلحة شخصية على خذ زاد البوفوار شاف وش قادر يكون شراو له بابور شراو له هذه في الفيلم صرات شراو له بابور وهذا واحد الانسان بغى يطلع لاستراليا ولا مانيش عارف باش يروندي له سيرفيس بالمصلحه العامه بالبوليتيك تاع الشعب باش يبيع له الحطب ولا مانيش عارف بسعر مهم. طالوا مصلحه شخصيه طالوا حاجه شخصيه بابور ليا ماشي للشعب ماشي الشعب يروح به كل ويكند يضرب داره. وانا رجعت لك الفيفر باي ذا ماي باور ماي اوثوريتي السلطه اللي عندي اند ذاتس ذا باد ذاتس ذا ديفينيشن هذيك زعما الاخلاق هنا وين ات ميكس ذا ديفرنس.
Yeah, you know, I've really talked about this before when I said, I just remember this. Can we actually judge if someone is morally righteous or corrupt? We la ma kanch in a position to be tested.
Well, that's an excellent question. No.
Yeah, because
Rohi, go ahead.
Shift this video to Louis Farrakhan. Do you know him? He's the leader of this Muslim sect, if you want to call it, Filmericanus, the 5%ers. And he was talking in an interview in Kalulu, Nigeria is a corrupt country. And then he was like, even though he's American, but he was like, well, how can you say Nigeria is corrupt? And then he started mentioning, and he was like, did Nigeria kill the Indians? Did Nigeria enslave people? Did you know? And I got to thinking, I was like, did Nigeria not do hadla faysi mashi mlah because Nigeria is good, or is it because Nigeria has always been weak and wasn't in a position to be
you could I think it's an excellent point. I think it would be useful if you taqsmiha a lot of details bas ma kash haja ismuha Nigeria kayn ashkhas individuals just like us who have the power, who have اللي عندهم سلطة. وهذوك الأشخاص والشخص قد ما تكون عنده سلطة أكثر زعما قادر إنسان ترمو اللي ولد عنده سلطة ويولي واعر because of that person. Algeria for example إذا كان جزائري كدولة تولي قوية بس كذلك سيد عنده هذه السلطة كبيرة قال في اليو أن قال مع الأمريكان قال مع هذو قال مع الشعب مش عارف عنده سلطة. At the end of the day it goes down لعنصر أساسي هو الاندفجوال والاندفجوال الريفلكس
The individuals who make up the government, you mean?
Who are the ones who have that power to invade Iraq or not to invade Iraq? It's Mamshin nation decides. It's actually couple of people who decides.
Yeah.
Who decide? It's I agree with you. And I'm a person, an individual. إذا ما كانش if but زعما أنا شخص حياتي قا وأنا موتا فرد بسيط مواطن بسيط عندي قد الحال عايش الحياة لا بس. كين فرق بين هذا الشخص وكان أنا ثاني the same person عندي a lot of authority a lot of power in a position where I have I could impact a lot of people. المسؤولية تبدل and the fuck ups يتبدلوا big time.
Yes. Yeah, that's exactly what I wanted to say is can you say زعما واحد أنا نقول أنا ماشي فاسدة وأنا righteous and stuff and so I don't really have any power. You know, can I compare myself to someone who has a lot of power? ما قدش نعرف بلك لو كان أنا في بلاس ولو كان أنا في ست ولو كان درتها فيس ماشي ملاح شغل يا I can say أنا على حساب وش نعرف على روحي ما نديرش هدا فيس وجامي درتهم but can I really know unless صراني عندي قاهد العفايس تحت يدي شغل power is the true testament of your righteousness. كي واحد يكون صح عنده a lot of power وما يجهلش وما يطغاش, that's where you can finally say you're righteous. بس مادام ترك في زبل ما تقدرش تقول لي you're fucking righteous because you cannot
yeah,
be.
You weren't tested. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you don't know anything be. About yourself. Yeah.
وهذه what's useful about this is شو أنا كإنديفيدوال. That's why أنا in my opinion زعما من واحد ال perspective بس كين different layers من واحد ال level what matters if كنت يا كارانيا شعرف كان عندها هذا position تاع سلطة صغير عندك سلطة شوية وين كان عندك أكسي شوية دراهم شي بزاف قال زعما مليون مثلا دراهم الجمعية رانيا سرقت 300,000 it's the same for me من واحد المستوى it's the same لو كان انتي كشخص ولا شخص آخر عنده المسؤولية على 100 مليون وسرق 300 مليون yeah. same percent it's the same thing المبدأ الأخلاقي تاعها كيف لذلك زعما at the end of the day I truly believe شو الإنسان the only thing you have control over and the only thing you gotta focus on is yourself and the, what you are بس كتقولي أنا ما سرقتش لا سرقت 2000 بصح كانت عندك غير 10,000 سرقت منها 2000 لو كان عندك 10 ملاير سرق 2 ملاير
صح I agree.
It's more you gotta be careful with your fuck ups more than you gotta be judgmental over other people's fuck ups.
Yeah.
Damn, you gotta go with me on this.
They had this other scene that I want to discuss. كانوا يهضروا على the Algerian identity.
I loved it. That picnic.
Yeah, that the picnic, and I think that's it's a very interesting debate. يعني شغل شحال روطار عليها شحال روطار عليها but it should have been had, you know, should have been made up I think a long time ago but we're still حتى اليوم ما زال دستور جديد يقدر تمازيغا وكذا
شفتي يا عصب شو متروحيليش دوكا على خاطر دوكا موضوع آخر خليني
مانيش رايحة نهضر لك على this issue of identity that was mentioned in the movie. I'm not straying of the topic.
What do you think of it?
What do I think of what?
Of the scene. Of the content of the scene.
Yeah. He was insisting that he's not Arab because his mom Ramadat Arabia or French, she only spoke Kabyle. And when he asked him about his identity, I think he said we are Algerian, African,
Mediterranean, Maghrebin.
Mediterranean, yeah, which is and actually
and Maghrebin.
Yeah, he said that. Okay, and this is actually what I identify with. Actually, even less. And I would say I feel like Algerian African. That's what I feel like. هذه هي
هويتي سب. أنت زعما you wouldn't relate to a Tunisian or Moroccan.
Yeah, but you can also relate to them based on being African. They're also African.
لا something special about زعما مثلا أنت كي دوري برا في روسيا. تلاقي مع سينيغالي ولا مع كونغولي ولا ماشي كيما تلاقي مع مروكي at least for me زعما انا for me definitely it's not the same
صح I agree
okay. صح معليش خلينا let's ومديتيرانيان نقول لك مديتيرانيان اسنا دقيقه
روح لها I do not feel a connection to maybe Italians when it comes to food but no I don't really feel anything for that
هما شوفي هما as far as Mediterranean is concerned and I got to know it luckily because I've been to a couple of Mediterranean countries منها لبنان منها سايبرس منها مالطا منها تركي كاين واحد few characteristics that we share they are the same مع southern Europe مع the Mediterranean countries the food بالك شوية بصح not only that in a more in a deeper way on an individual level جايين warm جايين شوية collective أنا تعلمت على collective جميلة جايين شوية متعصبين شوية جايين سورتو دي قضية تاع warm و collective yeah. I think it's a big one because in Europe you see it زعما southern Italy مع northern Italy completely different
yes.
southern Italy could relate with us more than northern Italy زعما there is like the beauty تاع
بصح you know even هادو قالي قلناهم زعما let's assume we said Algerian African Mediterranean and وشلون الاخرى Maghrebin
yeah
even هادو قالي قلناهم are based on facts because it's literally geography شغل you cannot say oh we're African we're not African ما فيهاش نقاش we're in the continent of Africa we are in what is considered المغرب we are Mediterranean
لا بس I don't think you take it as a you don't take it from a fact perspective you take
no
it from
I do take it from fact no because if
نعطيك مثال
خليني نكمل if you take it from a fact perspective there is less chances of people being like, no, because when you say you're Arab, people be like, no, we're not Arab. You have to actually explain. Okay, إحنا عرب أمازيغ. Do you know what I mean? This issue of Arab or أمازيغ it gives me a fucking headache. And it's not something based on geography. And you cannot know how Arab you are or how أمازيغ you are. We're both. And neither of them are based on geography. So it's just going to keep being this debate of حَنَا عَرَبُ الْأَمَازِغِ عَرَبُ الْأَمَازِغِ.
تقولي لي مالا based on fact. Based on fact ولا based on geography?
No, based on geography is a fact.
إيه, بس not only geography مالا.
وشنو مالا تانيك؟
مالا زعما a fact would be history. زعما مثلا نقول لك أنا العرب جاءوا لهنا this region شغير ألجيريا they stayed for a long time. وزادوا خد اخرين generation over generation وتبردت الحاله زعما for a long time بالك مش عارف وين تجاهم بالك 1000 شحال 1000 years it's too much تسمى نقول لك باللي automatically Algerians would be able would identify as Arabs as well من جانب facts من جانب التاريخي.
Yeah, and I agree with that. Obviously, we are, you know, obviously Arab and Amazigh, but I'm saying you cannot know to which extent we are. Because can a lot of people be like, أنا أمازيغي 100%. Like, no, you don't know that. Like, unless you can trace your family roots back to, you know, hundreds of years, I don't think a lot of people can actually know that. And so
and it wouldn't matter.
Yeah, because, and شغل أنا أني نهضر هذه observing the debates that are always being had, which is like الجزائر عربية والأخر يقول لك لا الجزائر أمازيغية, and it's just non-ending, you know. And I prefer, for me, كما قلت لك Algerian African, I prefer to keep it to geography. شغل to be honest, جامي حسيت روحي عربية, you know what I mean? I guess
yeah.
Yes, obviously, كما قلت لك نتلقى مع واحد عربي في الخارج, حنا نهضر مع عربية, and we can talk about Arab books or Arab culture. Same goes for واحد أمازيغي in general. But I don't feel like I truly identify with Arab culture or Amazigh culture. I just like كيما زعما European.
دقيقة عاودي لي I got disconnected, راحت لي الانترنت, I'm sorry. عاودي لي شوفي.
قلت لك I don't feel like I truly identify with زعما being Arab. زعما I would not describe myself as, although of course انا كيما يقولوا على اطلاع كبير على الثقافة العربية and تاريخ and everything. But for me, I genuinely don't care ولا جد عربي ولا أمازيغي. What I do care about is where I am now, and that's geography. Like أني في أفريق, أني في الجزائر, and that's enough for me. I enjoy what both cultures bring me. متحبس تماك, you know. شغل هذه تاع اللغة العربية لازم ندير اللغة العربية ولازم نقول جزائر عربية ولا لازم نقول جزائر أمازيغية. شغل هاد لافيس, they truly for me, don't make الهوية جزائرية. I could do without them, to be honest.
Yeah, got you. شوفي عندي بضعة نقاط, بضعة ملاحظات. الأولى, just to get rid of it. كاين فرق بين what Rania would identify herself as. قال أوكي عربية إفريقية, مش عربية إفريقية, إفريقية North African.
جزائرية.
فوالا. كاين فرق بين هذه, وكاين فرق when you are in a position of power. وراكي في الدولة الجزائرية and you need صديق بون context and you need to give a speech, مش غير speech, a lot of speeches, represent the whole country للعالم الخارجي. ثم it could be more useful to say أنا دولة عربية. It could be, not necessary, نقول لك صديق بون context, لأنه هنا توليش قضية تولي little bit of what it truly is. صح, at the same time كاين واحد المستوى آخر تاع علاقات خارجية كبرى, تاع مستقبل, تاع هنا, لأنه you have عندك الباور and you need to take your decisions شو تقريبا based on your بناء على القوة تاعك to keep the power. يتسمى كي تقولي عربية you're gonna get the support more or less تاع the Arab region, which makes the whole difference, could be not necessarily in a certain context. هذه من جهة, مهم خلينا منها. من جهة أخرى, شوفي geography could be limiting. نعطيك واحد المثال تاع الكيان الصهيوني على سبيل المثال. They are in the Middle East and they have a state اسمها إسرائيل. دوكا يقول لك بلي أنا أنتمي ثقافة Middle East. No, you don't. No, actually they do. Sorry, that's my bad. Never mind.
They eat tibula and shit.
They do. Because they've lived there. زعما اليهود عاشوا ثم حتى قبل المسلمين.
Yeah.
لأنه جاء قبل الإسلام ولا حاجة أخرى. Never mind. أنا yeah. I personally what I identify with. Premièrement, firstly, I really, really, I truly identify as an Algerian. لأنه الألجيري زعما شوفي هذا struggle قاع ولا هذه debate تاع what our identity is. شغل رانا نهضروا على الباسي. بس at the same time, sometimes we forget بلي we are living, we are being right now. شغل our identity is being created as we are evolving. One second after the other. وحسيت بلي زعما في ال, I don't know, at least my generation, our generation. زعما خلاص خرج لي من راسي العرب أمور طعينا بالديبيت اي مزيغ عرب جزائر كذا عندنا حاجات تجمعنا قاع كألجيريا كدولة جزائرية كوطن جزائري I truly identify with okay it's emotional زعما ماشي ماهيش منبا أنا I don't base it on fact at all باسكو زعما قادر نورمال أنا كشخص جزائري لا أنتمي إلى I don't identify with Algeria it's truly something very personal and emotional so Algerian Maghrebin, that's for sure. أنا زعما مع الوحدة المغاربية big time. If you can say الوحدة مغاربية. I love Moroccans big time. Tunisians. ودور ليبيا. ليبيا they are sweet. والله they are sweet. I didn't know them before. I
misjudged them. هل قاعدين يضربوا على القفطان. Do you see the shit that's fucking happening on social media?
They exist everywhere. زعما كي عندنا واحد مش عارف IQ. مش IQ level. واحد الانت. They exist. Stupid people exist everywhere. وبعد I don't really identify as African. I don't know why. I'm sure Africa. I've always been disconnected from it. Well, I've always seen them as different. زعما كيما اللي ساكن في الألمان is different than the Algerian في طبعه وكذا. واحد من تعرف زيمبابوي I see them different. They are not. Though I understand geography, كذا maybe for political reasons we would identify كذا. بصح كالكالتشر maybe because I haven't been to any African country before. وMediterranean big time. I love Mediterranean and if I ever choose where to live زعما يقولوا لي خير I would choose a Mediterranean country I could compromise Algeria زعما for I don't know even southern Spain ولا Greece ولا Turkey ولا and I kind of identify شويه Arab and that's mainly because of my experience in Lebanon so عشت 4 سنين ثم vraiment I lived the culture I lived because it's not up to you to choose what you identify with انت لو كنت روحي تعيشي في Alaska 10 سنين you would خلاص you would identify with them you would relate with them it's part of your identity ثم انا that's how I feel about شغل their underground music their cinema their art their daily life كي تعيشيها كعام عامين زعما you really get into it خلاص تولي زعما the way they do things the way they speak the way they communicate بصح ثم كاين خلل لانه اللبنانيز عندهم واحد الديبيت هما ثاني عندهم ديبيت وثاني it's useless يقول لك احنا مش عرب احنا فينيقيين
yeah I've heard that Phoenicians
I mean, we're cooler
زعما I think yeah, some people feel cooler being disconnected from being Arab. But you know, Anna, what it is for me, شغل, it's kind of like just being productive, والله. Because I feel like كاين نقاشات عقيمة من الاستقلال وهم يدوروا ويدوروا ويدوروا. And a lot of them have to do with degrees. أنا ماذا بيا نيلي ميني قا المشاكل. فهمتني نيلي ميني قا العفايس that could, you know, keep us from being united. When I say eliminate, machine نمنحهم وننحيهم. I am saying, كين زي ما نجو نهضروا officially على الهوية الجزائرية, we should keep it to certain specific points باش نيفيتي جهة تزعف على الأخرى. And one of them is being عربية, being أمازيغية والإسلام. هادو العفايس وعلاش? Because they all come to a degree. Being عربي ما تقدرش تعرف ان انت عربي 100% امازيغي كيف and when it comes to religion كل واحد ودرجة التدين ديالو you cannot say all Algerians ولا كاع المسلمين بنفس درجة التدين ولا بنفس النظرة للإسلام they all have different visions انا I come from a very 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 religious family وعدنا واحد سلفي
oh you do
I do. Are you kidding me?
That's unexpected. No, that's
dude, أنا كبرت like 2 and 5 ونقعد في الضن حفظ القرآن. That's how I grew up.
And damn, girl.
I swear. And in the family, عندنا واحد سلافي, واحد إخوانجي, واحد, you know, everyone شغل
identifies. تيري من خرجت العام على بابا. كذي الفيجورة مين جابوها? Weren't you adopted?
Unfortunately, no. But I think maybe that's why I grew up to be like this.
True.
So, قلت لك يا راهي in one family كل واحد وش يشوف. واحد يشوف باللي جلباب لازم, واحد يشوف الجلباب لا. لا, وك تعرف تاوعنا كي يختلفوا في نص نقطة خلاص خلاص الدنيا. You know what I mean? So for me, when you identify زعما الجزائر كبلد المسلم, you're saying باللي قد ما تقل درجة إسلام واحد, أي تقل جزائريته. Do you know what I mean? شغل واحد
and that's completely wrong.
And that's completely wrong. So ما لازمش نخلو العفايس اللي يكونوا في الدرجات. Of course نخلوهم في الدار اللي يحب يهضر قبيلية, في الدار اللي يحب of course واحد يمارس دينه كما يحب obviously. But I'm saying كي نجو نهضو على الهوية, العفايس اللي نحطوهم في الدستور should be facts. لي for me is geography that could not be debated. باش ما يجيش واحد العربي يقول لك اعطيته بزاف الامازيغ, وامازيغ يقول لك اعطيته بزاف العربيه.
بصح دقيقه هنا عندي واحد التدخل, لانه we shouldn't دستور حاجه اخرى. انا the way I approach it, you don't approach them the same what you as a individual identify with ولا as a nation. ومن بعد الدستور والامور السياسيه علاش وش لازم يندار, لازم نفصلوا هذوما التو ثينكس. وين البيرسونال ايدنتيتي حاجه, من بعد الدستور وكذا شغل هذوك الامور السياسيه شغل لازم سياسيه, ماشي غير مع العالم الخارجي حتى مع العالم الداخلي. كي تقولي الجزائر مثلا, الجزائر اوكي دوله اسلاميه, that could be very very useful, ماشي useful, that could be very beneficial لمفهوم كيف أن تكون, كيف يمكن أن يكون تكون لك دولة زعما something to unite people over كذا. زعما من بعد on the individual level we gotta be better, we gotta be good enough to باش نفصلوهم. نعطيك مثال تركي. شو أنا I've been to Turkey couple of times for a long periods of time. وin Turkey زعما دولة إسلامية. What
the well, way it's, not. It's
well it's not exactly the individuals make the difference. It's personal. It's personal. كذا دولة حاجة واخد أخرى. من بعد إحنا لك لفت اللي identity Turkishism التركية. إحنا that's what we are. That's what we agree on. متفهمين. ديانات أخذ إصلاح. ما غريكوز عم كين. They don't explicitly say that they are دولة مسلمة. ولكن in their politics في أموراتهم يدخلوا في الميدل إيست, مع يحضروا بالزاف العالم الإسلامي كذا, وكأنهم part of it and they are part of it. يتسمى الإنسان لازم يكون الانديفيدوال المواطن citizen لازم يكون better, لازم يكونوا أفضل من هذا, better than this.
Yes.
And we نقص راني أدبر راسها حصلي في نهاية المطاف حياتك تبري راسك. نقدروا we do a debate how are we gonna phrase it في الgovernment في البوليتكس في الinstitution. بصح we shouldn't approach it the same لأنه the other one is on a different level.
Yeah,
on a different level.
I agree. كما قلت I have no problems I'm maybe identifying كجزء من العالم الإسلامي, that's not an issue. But what happens is FAs كما قلت كي يكونوا في الدستور people use them as an argument. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, المشكلة في الدستور في people.
آه شغل وعلاش القبائل for so long كانوا حابين يرسموا اللغة you know because a lot of people will be like احنا في الدستور كان عربية وإحنا دولة عربية. People use that as a weapon. ولا كان عباد يقول لك زعما يشوف كدير عفسة تخالف الإسلام يقول لك دولة الدينية الإسلام ما تقدرش دير عفسة كيما هذا. ألوغ كو هذه بلادك. Do you know what I mean? This is Algeria. Who the fuck yes, are you? باش تجي تقول لي واش ندير في حياتي. This is my country as much as is your country.
And I am Algerian as much as you are.
Voilà. بصح بيكوز كاين دولة دين الدولة هو الإسلام يجي يقول لك نو ما عندكش الحق دير هذه العفسة. شغل هو يجي يوري لك how to be Algerian. دين الدولة. تسمى أنا باش نكون جزء من الدولة لازم نكون كذا. And I really dislike this. And كما قلت هذه زعما ترسيم اللغة. I really don't think it should have been done. I think كان لازم شغل at this point هذه this is a very long debate to have about languages with Zaire. I think we should keep it to another podcast.
Yeah. هي على كل حال symbolically ماشي على very good another podcast ندخل قبالها في السيجي. شغل تترسم symbolically كما I should feel باللي هذه الدولة الجزائرية الحكومة اللي احنا خلقناها الكونسيبت الحكومة, هذه الحكومة it is representing me. دوكا انا صاحبي نهضر لك غير قبيلية حياتي كاع, ما بابا يما منش عارف في الفيلاج كاع ما تجيش شغل سيمبوليكلي، ماشي غير سيمبوليكلي ديرها for political reasons، تبقى من الابروش بوليتيكال، زعما ماشي شرط احنا كاع ولينا امازيغين لازم نهضروها ولا بصح على الاقل معترف بها لانه اضعف ما يكون. هذه هنا تولي شويه مصلحه عامه ومصلحه شخصيه، لانه the reason why it wasn't I think for political reasons for certain people to keep power، زعما في هذا المنطلق.
Yeah. Are you hearing some noise? I have a new chair or we didn't noise. Can you hear it?
No.
Because it's making like a fart noise.
Is that another way of saying you are farting? But
no,
you
خفت, it's it audible and you think I'm farting. So I just wanted to clarify that.
Look, I told you, barely you were farting. What the fuck?
I swear it's my new chair. Shut up.
Abako, you know what was my favorite scene? My favorite scene, it got me very emotional. Because you watch a movie on different levels. The end, the last scene, look, I'm understanding that Hamid betrayed his friend. Premier Mo Khalina betrayed his cause, betrayed himself because he betrayed the cause, and the general interest, and the war, and the country, and that. And then he betrayed his friend, and he contributed indirectly in his assassination simply because he opposed the perception that the government the approach the government took on identity and what Algeria is. On bad feel of the end scene, he was sick. Uja, the only remaining true friend, Jafar, li that he li huwa khuh thani khuh zama ina bihadhak el maana ja. والآخر شو تأسف جدا ذوكا it's too late ذوكا جعفر had a dream and he saw زعما okay we got the independence to build a fucking country زعما مشي to for us to colonize other people وشاف باللي we could do it زعما مشي زعما كانت صعبة مشي ما كانت impossible مشي ما كانت صعبة كانت very doable باش لتقوم الدولة الجزائرية زعما لازم نقوله تقوم الدولة الجزائرية وش معناتها كصناعة كثقافة كإنتاج الإنتاج is what defines and we were able we were close سيد كان هو علاش على باله بس هو كان في نجارة وبدا يصدر كندا شراو عليه قلت له تما فريمو we were able the end scene هذا الشيء وش قال له هكا مع حامد هو was sick he visited him one last time ما قال له I don't want to see you ever again بس عرف وش دار مع صاحبهم the third أي جاء هذا مع زوج كلمات قالوا لي عشان it was an amazing scene قالوا لي عشان معليش جيب لي نشرب راح جاب له كاس زعما it was above that ومن بعد at the end شغل it was too late قالوا كنا قادرين قسم بالله غير كنا قادرين and that scene got me so emotional because true we were able and we are able and it could go wrong as it went wrong and it would be too late والقرار في نهاية المطاف شغل جعفر had nothing to do لأنه في نهاية المطاف مسألة سلطة and it's not a bad thing it's just something humans invested in that helped us create the concept of government تحق سلطة في حكومة لو فات تدخل مع حكومة يولي عندك مصلحة لا بروف تدير لا روتريت هذيك عندك فائدة the more you go up the more سلطة you have the more you'd be able to affect change بصح the more سلطة هذيك it's gonna because it's inside it's within the human nature it's gonna fuck you up because it's gonna be yeah, voila because power because أمورات and yeah
that was a nice little rant and the only thing I can say is that I have a crush on the actor. I have a crush on Jafar.
I'm sorry. تحب اللوكلز هكا تعرف بك ما حبوش الكفار راني ما تحبش الكفار انا شجعك.
Really? Thank you for that. I think we should wrap it up, Sid. We've done more than an hour.
Yeah. How much would you give it?
The movie.
Yeah.
8.5, I'd say. 8.5. Yeah, just really on the performance of the actors. That was really the most thing that I like. And عجبني بزاف the scene at the theater. Do you remember that? And just the love he had for his wife and the respect he had for her. I liked that side of the story. حكايته مع وليده ومع مرته. That was
Yeah.
Gave him a human side that I really liked.
انت شفتي أبا قلتي هذا هو حبيته.
في قال مواصفات سيد, في قال مواصفات
يا الرجولية والوطنية والثورية.
Anyway, and he's a Waharani, so.
Hey, what is that supposed to mean?
I don't know. I like their accent. It's cute.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, you cannot argue against that.
Okay, which accent do you like? What's your favorite accent?
Oh, no, Gharib, definitely. Waharan is hilarious. It's amazing. Sure. I like Algiers accent.
Yeah.
I think it's special in its own way.
Hmm. Are you saying you like my accent?
بس حتزيدوا عليها من ذاك.
أنا بون, maybe because it's mine. I really didn't like it.
شخص عنده أكسون تاع الجيروا, منين ذاك يضيفون, ولكن it's fine. زعما any dialect you would تضيف عليها, they have their own. توهرانية كي تضيف عليها تولي better.
تولي cute. And it's funny, it's cute. I really like it. I think I like. I don't like that الشرق. I don't like كيف شيء هذا يبد في الشرق. Especially لحنو بزاف. You know, كان بدك لعنبا. He'll be like, رحتي يا, جيتي يا.
That's cute. Come on.
maybe from a girl. I think maybe from a girl it could be sexy. But okay, from a guy, I'm like نعطيه بصقلة. Like stop fucking singing to me. No, I wouldn't do that. Sorry.
تتحمل مسؤولية كلام هذا براسكم. أنا خاطيني. أنا.
Yeah. But I think this is just a Naba. I think other.
Gotcha.
Other place في الشرق ما هذا.
كمان Lebanese accent زعما. It's cute as fuck. But صح for girls if guys speak about.
صح. I do agree. I think I would not enjoy a guy speaking to me in Lebanese. Who else has a cute accent? In the Arab.
Libyans. Libyans. أنا ما كنتش نعرفهم. شوفي إشكالية همسيكم ما نعرفهمش. They don't have a cinema ولا ومتلاقيناهمش. أنا I lived with couple of Libyans. It's cute as fuck. It's شغل جاية, شغل شوية لمسة تونسية. وواحدة شوفي لمسة تونسية زعما هاو soft هكا إيريس. بصح فيها واحدة لمسة قبائلية تاع شغل ليبيا, شغل زي روحك.
And I don't like Twansa. I don't like مشي Twansa. No. I don't like how Twansa speak. I don't like the Tunisian accent. شوف مش شرق وروح. I don't enjoy it. بصح I like المعركة كيفاش يهضروا. I like
المعركة داخلة في بعضها بعض. ثبت روحك صاحبي.
You don't like it. بتعجبكش المعركة.
You know I like it. And I love everything Maghreb and زعما.
Yeah, me too, to be honest. بصح I feel like الشرق شوية يزيدوا عليها. Twansa شوية يزيدوا عليها with their accents. But I love them as people. I mean Twansa بزاف بزاف cool. Definitely cooler علينا.
شوفي أنا they are my least favorite people in the Maghreb region. Though I have my best friends are Tunisians. لأسباب مختلفة. يزيدوا عليها. رايح لها في اللبناني شوية ثانية.
Which girls do you prefer? Algerian, Tunisian or Lebanese?
Definitely Algerian. What the fuck? Aww. That's very obvious.
Oh my God.
No, that's...
Thank you.
No, the issue ما خيرتيش. ما با competitors. زعما توانسا نو. Lebanese. شوفي Lebanese الحاجة اللي فيهم. Normal. جاي normal. But... they are very good at taking care of themselves. Sure, in their nature. مش غير girls. زعما طبيعة الشخص اللبناني. زعما أنا نخلص $500 زعما عيش الحياة. بدي عيش زعما that's the whole. زعما they know how to live. يحبوا يعيشوا يعرفوا كيف يشتكوا أرواحهم ينظموا أموراتهم. زعما gym is everyone goes to the gym or everyone كذا. فهمت شيء everyone صح. You know what I mean.
Yeah. إحنا شوية vlogging I guess.
A challenge. إحنا مشي زعما إحنا مانيش عارف what word to use.
No, so definitely girls are not as كما يقولوا put together as Lebanese. في لبنان plastic surgery is the norm. شغل all girls at least يعودوا نيفهم or like يديروا lip injections. A lot, yeah. شغل this is the norm. صح في الجزائر شغل وحدة في عشرين دايرة plastic surgery.
Yeah. In Algeria, نقولك بالك علاش مشي على البلاستيك سيرجري هذه بالك الاكستريم زعما I don't like that extreme. بصح they are good at in taking care of themselves زعما حتى في الحياة في وش يلبسوا في كيفاش مش عارف أنا I think Algeria the issue مشي the issue here it's not necessarily a bad thing. بصح شغل we've been oppressed quite much. at different levels. ومن بعد خرج لك زعما يخرجوا لك women who have been oppressed the whole life, their whole lives. زعما ما كنا قادرين as Algerian population. شو it's a matter of Algerian population. مش غير the girls. بصح it's when we speak about this, we're speaking about that. المهم كي يكون ما تخرج ما تدخل ما كان خارج ما كان داخل ما كان دراهم ماشي كابيتاليزم ما كانش الاعتماد على الناس ما كانش الفرديه ما كانش كذا بزاف كوليكتيف بزاف سوسيال جاب لي ربي لازم تفوت تخرج لك هكا ا جود كومبيتيشن على بالك شكون تكون شنو ايفن
كنت نقول لك ايفن لبنان عاشت حرب اهليه وعاشت
لا بصح هما they are very very open زعما
اي واش راني نقول لك علاش عقلي علاش هما اي فيل لايك لبنانيين يحبوا يعيشوا يحبوا شغل صرا بومبا غدا يخرجوا يشطحوا بصح هنايا
That's what I'm saying. The reason why. That's because they haven't been oppressed in a على سبيل المثال religiously. She oppressed. But like, there is a better word. Religiously. Mem culturally. Because هما زعما صح كي قالوا فينيقيين مش عرب زعما there is some logic into that. Because الفينيقيين كانوا عايشوا خد اخرين قاعوا ما عايشوش في عايشوا غير في لبنان في الكوست وكانوا زعما تجاره ترحالي بوجي وكذا الكوميرس داير رايو يتسمى in their culture they're individualistic
who would be the competition
a good competition would be the Turks and the Persians
Persians where have you seen Persian girls I don't know I feel like Iran is like مغلوق عليها شغل قدره مغلوق عليها
They are gorgeous. Oh, I do. They are very, very beautiful.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they're internationally known for that. So who would you choose? I am Mary fuck kill. Algerian?
Hey,
Persian?
No. This Persian, is how we play Turk. The game. لا مش هنقول لك مش هنقول لك Mary fuck kill. بس هنقول لك if I would to choose. شوفي هنا at the end. شوف Algerian has an advantage. تسمى في انطلاقة الاختيار decision making. Algerian has an advantage. بالصحة it could be not enough ça dépend the individual بصح كان زعما ما تقولي لي زعما Tunisian or Algerian Algerian تبدأ بأفونتاج تاع plus 3 مشي plus 1 زعما you know what I mean
okay.
على كل حال Algerian bro
Algerian. Totally.
أنا من حراك الله أنا تبدل رأيي خلاص اختلعت
Okay, good for us, I guess. Thank you, Sid, for talking to me today. And thank you guys so much for listening. And I decided, ملي شفت الوهراني, I'm going to have a new way of saying goodbye. تحية الجزائر.
Oh, تحية الجزائر. بزاعة دقيقة قبل ما نقوله goodbye وتحية الجزائر. What movie are we going to go for next?
نديرو Algerian تانيك, وش رايك?
We can. What options do we have? هكا let's brainstorm 5 minutes خفيفة. مش غير Algerian. خمي لي all in all. شوفي كاين واحد الفيلم بزاف شباب. It's philosophical. اسمه The Man from Earth. It's literally a trip into. It's very interesting. Like, it's all a conversation. The whole movie is a conversation of a group of people stuck to. أنا أعطيك أيوان أعطيك وش كاين باش تدي فكرة. A group of people. It's fiction. زعما مشي real life. It group of people stuck in one room they're different the historian the biologist the insan normal مش عارف whatever المهم هاد 8 غاشي واحد من الغاشي هذوك وما مش عارفين he's the man from earth he has lived the whole history
ما تحرقوهيش خلاص شويه
لا that's the whole point is in the conversation and the conversation is about earth in an enlightening way so this is one option
Second option. Algerian. Let's go Algerian. اسمع نديرو كاين واحد اسمه قنديل. I don't know if you've heard of it.
No.
Yeah, كاين واحد اسمه قنديل. بحال يلعب في هذاك الأكتر اللي يدير اللي كان في السطح. هذاك البغا نبيل something. العسلي نبيل العسلي.
عسلوج.
Yes. عسلوج. It's not عسلوج. No. عسلوج تاع جلطي. No. كاين هذا كاين واحد قالوا لي عليه واسمو لي تيغاس apparently it's good
شفتو
yeah. مليح
it's interesting no I like it I loved it not as much as لوراني كاين لي ماسكارات ماني شايفو ثاني قدموا نفس البيرسون اللي خدم اللي هي something اللي خدم لوراني
we're watching it
بصح هنا عندنا واحد التحدي اخر لسنا عندنا تحدي اخر وين نصيبوه باسكو It's hard to find the movies. لوراني ظهرت لنا في اليوتيوب. مانيش عارف نحل هذه 2 minutes يوتيوب ما كاش
نديرو ديلي سبالوما let's do ديلي سبالوما have you seen it before
no
let's do it okay let's do ديلي سبالوما it's really it's بيونا ديليس D-E-L-I-C-E بالوما
بالوما فوالا where would we find it
كاين on يوتيوب
yeah
and ديليس بالوما بزاف هاي اللي حيعجبك I'm sure of it
Deal, خلاص sold.
Aya, okay.
Oh, 3 weeks ago, that's cool.
Yes.
Aya, ليكيب شكرا جزيلا على الاستماع.
Atahla, goodbye. تحية الجزائر.
تحية الجزائر.
كلمة الأخرى واحد ما يقولها في سمورا. تحية الجزائر.
You ruined it. Bye.
Bye.